Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Have your parents ever asked you why you're not married with kids yet?
Every day.
Do they actually?
Yeah, I get
really?
That.
Do you really?
Not as much lately.
Because there's a lot of grandkids in your family already.
Yeah, there is, but the pressure never stops, man.
Okay.
Because they go, because I'm 28. And I have a girlfriend, and they're like, is this the one?
Oh,
is
this, yeah, because if you magically meet them at 28, they have to be the one.
Yeah, that's their number. That's the number.
Penelope, you know that feeling.
Oh, absolutely. My mom is totally the nagging, why aren't you married with four kids yet type, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, so tell us.
She wants all the kids.
Tell us about how your mom enters into your dating life, because this is where it gets weird.
Yes, it gets a little bit complicated. During the whole pandemic, I've been just hanging out at home, mainly not really going on dates, kind of living my best single girl life, mm-hmm. right? But this whole time, my mom has been trying to get me to go out with Jack, this guy.
Okay.
She has a group of, like, spin class mom friends.
Okay.
And
spin moms.
They're always talking on Facebook about how me and Jack should date, and Jack is one of the mom's sons.
They're cycling together and cycling their Rolodex to see whose kids they can hook up. This is good. Okay, all right.
Matchmakers.
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
Symbolic, and yes, exactly. And so basically, after months of nagging, Jack and I started texting, okay, and I ended up inviting him over, and we just watch TV in order to take out, like, very low key.
Chilling.
But my mom was hovering the entire time. And as you can imagine, it
mom!
Was because I used to live at home. We both kind of had that sense that we're forced into this date. And the date itself was, like, unbelievably mediocre. Like, it was like a balloon deflating. Mm. Like, not the best. And Jack ended up ghosting me and hasn't responded to my texts for about 3 weeks now.
Yikes.
But I feel like, sorry, I'm a rambler, but I feel like
no, that's okay.
In any other circumstance, if we had met, we'd actually get along. And I do like him, and I'm attracted to him, and he seems fun. I just feel like we had this really weird first date and just kind of terrible meeting.
So what you're saying is if your mom wasn't within 6 feet of you guys the entire time, it probably would have gone differently.
Exactly. If my mom learned how to social distance better.
What? Is it 1846? Like, do we need a chaperone on the dates? Like, what?
I
don't understand.
I
no, but yeah. I don't understand how your mom doesn't know. Okay, anyway.
We don't know. Maybe Jack thought your mom was cute.
No,
I don't. Yes, maybe Jack and your mom are crushing on each other. I like
maybe
this.
Maybe they're talking.
Let's get her on the phone.
You guys are
opera.
Watching too much Pornhub, both of you.
but
let me just neither confirm nor deny. All right, so here's the deal. Penelope, we are going to call him next, and we're going to find out whether it was you or your mom. Literally, I mean, isn't that the question we're asking?
We'll be with him.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Penelope, well, I don't know how else to say this. Your mom got in the way of a date with a guy named Jack. However, she did set it up. So I feel like she had a little bit of ownership.
Yeah.
Quickly, if anybody missed the story, can you explain what happened?
Long story short, my mom has a whole bunch of friends from her spin class. One of the moms has a pretty hot son. They've been wanting us to get together for months. We went on our first date at home with my mom present, and it was awful, and now he won't text me back.
Now, that's something that you added to the details that you did not say last time is Jack is pretty hot.
Whoa.
Did not say that.
You're not named Jack.
You said you might
not attractive.
Yeah.
That's a rule. Have you ever met an unattractive Jack?
No, I don't think I have.
There you go.
We're going to make this call, but here's the thing. Sometimes when we make these calls, the answer can be a little hardcore. So, like, they can hurt. You sure you want to make this call?
I mean, that's a good point because, of course, I'm thinking he's going to answer and be like, oh, I've been trapped in
she
the
had
ocean
terrible
for
breath.
Weeks, and that's why I haven't been able to, like, I don't know, something random, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It could just be that he's with me. But, yes, no, I'm ready. I just want to know. I just want to move on
let's,
if it's not, you
let's
know?
Let's do it. Let's do it then. All right, let's call Jack.
Hello?
Hi, there. Is this Jack?
Yes. Who's this?
Jack. It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Double Jax.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Hey, man.
There apparently is a ghosting on your resume with somebody named Penelope. Is this true?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we know he can tell the truth. That's good. Good. Can you tell us?
I mean, are you guys like more of my mom's friends? What is this?
No.
I mean, we could
I get what he's saying. Yeah, no, we're not. But we do want to know why you won't text Penelope back, although I think we just got a hint.
You know what? Okay, so I'm just, at this point, I'm going to assume that you're just looking for information from my mom. So you could just tell her what I tell everybody, okay? I'm not going to let her be right about this one, all right? For months and months, she's like, oh, you should go out with Penelope, blah, 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 right? So we finally go out, and yeah, Penelope's super chill, and she's hot, and she was right. But I'm not going to let her have that, okay? So I'm not going to let her have that one.
You know
what? You guys can just do whatever you want with that information, okay?
I kind of get it. I get it.
What?
I get what he's saying.
So, just to clarify.
Yeah, you can't. No.
Because his mom told him to do something and she was right.
Yeah, I get it. No, he's like me. No, no. Yeah,
no,
it's
you're not going to win this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's because you're so. You still have that teenage, you can't tell me what to do.
Wow.
Because you know what your mom will do, right? If it works out, you're like the wedding. The first thing she's going to say during the speech is, see, I hooked them up. It was me. It's mommy.
You're going to take
mommy's
that away
got
from
you.
Her?
No, you're. When, I'm no. sorry. You don't no. want to. Nah, I'm no. with him. I'm
Hang
with
on.
Him.
Adam, let me just take off the petty crown.
I get it.
You and Jack are both grown-ass men. Just date the person you want to date, regardless of if your mom is involved or not. Like,
you just don't want to. Sometimes you don't want to feel like your mommy set you up. Do you know
and
what I'm saying?
I'm going to lock my door whether you like it or not.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, Jack.
I get to go to bed when I want.
So, but Jack, I mean, as much as I get you, You don't want to miss out on like a good thing to spite your mom, right? Like
did you hear what you just said?
I know.
And that's the team you're on.
I am a hypocrite. Okay, yeah. I'm willing to own that. But if they're attractive and there's a chance you guys can both be naked together, who cares?
Yeah.
So what are we saying, Jack?
Look, what you're saying is exactly right. I could never let her lord this over me. God forbid we get married. You almost have to get divorced for spite at that point.
Yes, right.
No, yeah, do that too.
See, Mom, you financially ruined me.
Stop living in spite.
All right. So, no, here's what we're going to do. Jack, listen. No pressure here, but we are going to offer you a second date if you would like one. It's a chance of redemption, and it's a free date. We'll pick up the tab. You and Penelope away from parents, because we understand that maybe there was a parent present on the first date. Wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, although there isn't much to do, you can go pick up food and go for a walk or whatever it is. We'll pay the tab. Do you think you're interested?
And don't say no just to spite us.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
See, I do it.
And now
I
you
do it.
Okay, that's great. And now you can say your mom didn't hook you up. We did. Penelope has been on the phone the whole time, by the way.
What?
Hi.
Penelope, do you want to say something to Jack?
Hi. Crazy, right? okay. I want you to know that I hate that our moms set us up too, but I do really like you, and I am happy that we're going to go out again, and I know this is random. But maybe this will be the fun story we tell, not that our moms in spin class are, you know, obsessive.
I like these
two. I love that her voice is like, I am happy to be speaking
It is
with
your birthday.
You are, yes.
These two deserve a gold medal in awkward conversation.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm so here for it. Can I have her on your next date? Because I want to be there for it.
Good luck, you two. We're excited for you.
No, boy, thanks.
So
we need it.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So we have a successful date.
Kinda.
I mean, do we?
Yeah,
I think
we do. Is this for successes now?
Listen, the communication was
no
great,
mom, all fun.
Yeah,
let's go.
No, I get it though, because you don't want your mom to hook you up. Like, it's just such a weird thing. It's sort of like, I want to own this myself. You've had everything else. Let me have this. Now, what are the text messages saying?
Someone from the 905. Everyone else is reaching my regular level of spite, and it makes me so happy.
I like that.
Yep. And another one. Can we follow up with these two? This is the cutest ghosted yet. This is not the cutest ghosted. This is very uncomfortable.
You should check them out. The Virgin Radio Toronto. You can watch this and all the other ghosteds. There are cuter ones, we promise. And juicier ones, too.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.